Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Depth, presented by the San Antonio Express News. My name is Luis Vasquez, and I'll be your host as we bring in journalists to give us an inside perspective into the stories they bring to the Express News each week. Today, I'm joined by staff writer Brandon Lingle to talk about the latest from SpaceX in Boca Chica and Brownsville. Welcome back to the show, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Luis. Thank you.
Oh, it's good to have you back. So this has been an ongoing story, huge news in the Valley. Can you just give us a brief overview of what we're talking about here?
Sure. Yeah. So SpaceX came to the Valley around 2014, started developing some land out by the coast by Boca Chica Beach, sort of a desolate area outside of Brownsville. Things have really picked up over the last year or so with frequent launches and different things like that.
So in reading your article, I'm getting the sense that there's been a lot of mixed sentiments about SpaceX being in Brownsville and in Boca Chica. What can you tell me about what it's been like talking to the residents and what you think about all that?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. So as you know, SpaceX and Elon Musk have a lot of fans on social media that sort of hang on every word that the company puts out. So the social media narrative is all positive and glowing for the most part. But when you get down there, it's a little bit different. I met some families who end up being inconvenienced by the delays and road closures that SpaceX creates going out to the beach. Then there's the people that live in the small town of Boca Chica Village. It's not even really a town. It's an unincorporated area in Cameron County. And, you know, there's SpaceX or a shell company of SpaceX owns most of the properties in this little village. But there's still some people who live there. And they're basically neighbors with a gigantic company. And they're trying to navigate that.
Since you've been writing the story, you've been back and forth to Boca Chica. Have you seen any major changes just in the time that you've been going down there?
Sure. So every time I go down to Boca Chica, the area has changed and developed more. At the launch area, at SpaceX's launch area by the beach, they continue to build and develop more capability. Right now, they're building an orbital launch tower that will eventually launch the Super Heavy booster plus the Starship. And that whole thing is going to be like 400 feet tall. It's going to be twice as tall as the Starship prototypes that have been launching to date. So yeah, lots of development out there.
Lots of development means lots of money that's probably pouring into the county. I think somewhere in your article, you mentioned how the mayor is saying that a lot of the negative things that some of the residents have been complaining about, I think the word he used was misguided.
Yeah.
And I think Cameron County was one of the hardest hit COVID hotspots. The whole valley was, but I remember Cameron County being really hard hit. So what's it been like for you? Are people still wearing masks down there? How does COVID intersect with SpaceX?
Yeah. No, it's interesting. So in December, SpaceX launched their first Starship prototype that looks like the Starship that people are starting to see in the media and online, the big stainless steel rocket with fins on its nose and tail. And, you know, hundreds, probably thousands of people gathered on the beach on South Padre Island to watch that launch. And SpaceX, as I understand it, SpaceX was going to have a party for employees at the amphitheater there. But the county judge ended up having to cancel that or ended up canceling it. So it was sort of interesting because of the day of the launch, instead of hosting this big party that they had, you know, bands and food and everything, monitors set up for, all that stuff was getting taken down because the judge said no to that gathering. So it's sort of interesting, the impact of COVID on all of this.
I'm curious how the residents of both Brownsville and Boca Chica have responded to outsiders. And I'm talking specifically like your experience. Have they been opening up to you? Do they want their stories told? I'm assuming they do. Well, what's it been like interviewing people?
Yeah, it's sort of a slow and challenging and maybe a frustrating process at times. Pretty much everything SpaceX does is, at least in their dealings with other businesses or residents, is sheltered under non-disclosure agreements. The city of Brownsville has been pretty reluctant to talk, even though I did talk to the mayor during my last trip down there for the first time. And I felt like he was candid with me and upfront with me. I haven't been able to reach the judge of Cameron County yet, Judge Trevino. And my months of reporting on SpaceX, I've actually never talked with anyone from that company. I have received a couple emails from them, but it's very sort of cursory, not providing any information. So all the reporting is done, you know, by talking to people and looking at records and digging, basically.
The communication you get from them is very corporate, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, they basically don't engage with the media, at least in Boca Chica. I think they do, you know, in Florida for all the Falcon launches and whatnot.
This is such an in-depth article. It really is. And I'm curious, as a journalist, how do you organize your notes? Are you picking a recorder wherever you go? Are you a pen and paper kind of thing? Are you using an iPad? I'm really curious to, like, how you organize yourself when tackling such a big story like this.
Yeah. So, you know, since I am still sort of new to journalism, I'm still sort of figuring out my process as I go. But yeah, I depend a lot on recording and my notes. So I usually record and take notes. You know, with computers, you know, there's software that you can do transcribing, which helps me a lot. You have to double check it, but it gives a good starting point. So the combination of those helps. And, you know, I think as you're reporting a story, you can sort of start to see a structure, and that's sort of how I organize my work. So like the structure of this SpaceX story, it started at SpaceX and worked out. So the first section was about Boca Chica Village. The second section was about, you know, this gun range and a campground for space fans called Rocket Ranch, which is, you know, both those places are 5 to 7 miles outside of SpaceX, and then out into Brownsville itself, which is like 25 miles from SpaceX.
I'm also curious, are there other stories there that you're finding that you just probably won't be able to cover? There's something interesting that's popping up there that you think might need coverage, but probably won't get it?
So no, that's a good question. And I've been trying to wrap my head around why this is such a sort of intriguing story. And I keep thinking of the sources of conflict, you know, that when you think back to English class and there's these sources of conflict and, you know, it's the versus, right? It's humans versus humans, or humans versus nature, humans versus technology or machines, or humans versus society or versus themselves. In some ways, the saga of SpaceX in South Texas has all of that. Fast moving corporation, you know, challenging federal bureaucracies and city governments and county governments. There's people who live there who, you know, aren't convinced this is the best thing for their neighborhood. It's the battle of humanity versus just amazing mind-blowing technology. And, you know, some would even say that it's a race to help the species survive.
And one of the things that really stood out from your article that kind of falls in that category is a Starship had exploded. And then like 30 minutes later or an hour later, Elon Musk announced that he's giving like $30 million to schools in the area. And it's stuff like that that makes me think like, okay, well, who's the good guy here? The lines are so blurred. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's a good way of putting it. And, you know, SpaceX doesn't really engage with the media. The impression that I've gotten in my time down there is that, you know, it doesn't really engage with the community in sustained and meaningful ways. And that's something I've been thinking about too. I feel like if perhaps the company was a little bit more transparent, then, you know, it would help alleviate some of these problems that they're starting to run into more and more increasingly. You know, when SpaceX was just sort of this nebulous idea out on the way to Boca Chica Beach, it wasn't really inconveniencing people. The beaches weren't getting closed that often. The traffic wasn't that bad. There wasn't the constant construction and whatnot. But now they're launching rockets, you know, every 3 weeks or every month. There's a lot more interference with the sort of day-to-day flow of Brownsville people and local people in the valley and their beach access.
You have some excellent reporting, and you're going to be doing more of this. This isn't the last article you're going to write on SpaceX. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, it's sort of an ongoing story. NASA recently awarded SpaceX a $2.9 billion contract to use the Starship that they're developing in South Texas to help get us to the moon again. And so that's a huge vote of confidence for SpaceX, and it'll continue. There's currently a lawsuit. A family got in a car accident with a truck turning into the SpaceX facility, and there's a $20 million lawsuit against SpaceX for the
damages.
There's environmental concerns right now. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Texas Parks are, you know, they work with SpaceX trying to figure out the best way to get, you know, some of this rocket debris out of these very sensitive marshlands and sort of pristine habitats. The last time I was down there, I mean, there's still big chunks of the last Starship sort of sitting out in a marsh, just waiting to get collected. The FAA is still investigating that last rocket. And so yeah, still lots going on. And if all of this sort of plays out the way SpaceX and Elon Musk hope, I mean, we're talking huge numbers of Starships and huge numbers of flights, over the next couple of years.
Wow. Well, real quick before you go, just for new listeners, you've been on the show before and you've talked about it before, but can you just tell us what Report for America is and what you're doing with them?
Sure. Yeah. I came to the Express News via Report for America, and basically it's a nonprofit newsroom that helps place reporters in local news outlets around the country. And, so I'm coming up on my year as a Report for America person, and they just announced another round of Report for America reporters or journalists going out there, and the Express News is going to get another Report for America journalist this summer.
That's incredible. And the last thing I just want to make sure to bring up is your weekly accelerator series.
Yeah.
Can you just talk real quick about it?
Yeah. So Accelerator is a weekly column that sort of focuses on tech and startup news and look at those types of businesses and happenings in our area. And it runs on Sunday in the SA Inc. section of the paper.
Excellent. So yeah, look for that. And you can also find everything Brandon writes over at expressnews.com. Thanks again for being on the show, Brandon. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you.